Welcome to another episode of the It's Not Brain Surgery podcast, the AANS Practice and Business Management podcast. I'm your host for today's podcast, Paul Camerata, and I'm excited to once again interview Professor John Ratliff. John is the Professor of Neurosurgery and Orthopedic Surgery and the Program Director, as well as Vice Chair for Operations, the Department Quality Officer, and Co-Director of Spine and Peripheral Nerve Surgery at Stanford University. Dr. Ratliff chaired the Scientific Program Subcommittee for the upcoming AANS Scientific Meeting in Los Angeles, California. And that's the real reason we're interviewing Dr. Ratliff today. He's also served in the past as chair of the joint AANS-CNS Washington Committee and organized neurosurgery's most valuable advocacy resource. And he's vice chair of the Council of State Neurosurgical Society. So, John, welcome again to the AANS Practice and Business Management Podcast.
Ed Camerata, it's a real joy to be here. Thank you so much for hosting me. It's my pleasure to be part of the podcast.
Well, we're really excited because this podcast, we're going to talk about what's coming up at the AANS meeting. What is it that you're most excited about at this meeting here in a few weeks?
Well, there's so many things. It's actually very hard to narrow it down. And there's so many different topics, so many exciting speakers. We're going to have childcare for one of the first times only for our exhibit hall. I mean, wow. It's a very exciting meeting. I would say if I had to name one thing, it would really be just the quality of the science that we're going to be presenting at the Los Angeles meeting. It's just absolutely spectacular. And I'm very excited for some of the abstracts that we're going to be seeing.
Well, I expect we're going to have a record attendance as well after the past few years. We're hoping that there'll be a lot of other neurosurgeons come to this meeting who've been sitting at home for the last few years. Talk about some of the late-breaking abstracts that you're excited about.
Well, I'd say the neurosurgeons that choose to attend the LAANS meeting will not be disappointed. I think the quality of the scientific presentations and the quality of the scientific content that's going to be presented at LA is just, again, absolutely spectacular. And that really comes from Dr. Stroink. She was very focused and devoted a lot of energy into making sure that we have the newest and most innovative research presented at the LAANS meeting. I can say with confidence that the science that neurosurgeons are going to be reading about in journal clubs and the studies and advances that will be changing neurosurgical practice in the coming years are all going to be presented for the first time at the LAANS meeting. There are a number of late-breaking abstracts that merit additional attention. The results of the ENRICH trial will be presented for the first time at the LA meeting. That's a prospective study looking at minimally invasive treatments for lobar and basal ganglia intracranial hemorrhage. There's a glioblastoma clinical trial that's showing substantial improvements with a new therapy for GBMs. And there's a prospective study assessing surgical treatment for subdural hematomas and whether or not craniectomy versus craniotomies have better clinical outcomes. Those three late-breaking abstracts I can't even review here because the results are all embargoed by their respective journals. I believe one of those papers is coming out in the New England Journal of Medicine, another in Nature Medicine, and we're not allowed to publish those abstracts on the website.
Wow.
We're not allowed to even discuss them as part of this podcast. The first time that those results will be revealed to the neurosurgical community will be at the AANS meeting, along with Jamie Henderson giving an update on brain-machine interface, an area of concentration for the LAANS meeting, and our spine colleagues giving a presentation from the Quality Outcomes Database on surgical treatment of spondylolisthesis. So regardless of your particular area of concentration within neurosurgery, the AANS meeting will have the newest and most exciting scientific innovations in recent memory.
Well, this is really exciting. I mean, those few things you mentioned just in the late breaking abstracts will pertain to pretty much every practicing neurosurgeon. You're talking about trauma care, cerebrovascular care. I mean, we all see patients with ICH and tumor care, glioblastomas. I mean, it's worth the price of admission, really, just to see those three late breaking studies, I think.
I completely agree, Dr. Camarado. There's just so many exciting studies whose results are all going to be presented as parts of the plenary session of this upcoming WNS meeting. I mean, just the quality of the science the neurosurgeons are performing, and then being able to help share those insights and share that content with the neurosurgical community is really fantastic. And I think I can speak for the entire scientific program subcommittee in really just echoing our gratitude to the neurosurgical researchers who are going to share their research insights and their research developments as part of the LA meeting. And I hope we accomplish Dr. Stroink's goal of bringing the best science in neurosurgery to WNS members.
I think that's something to really concentrate on. I mean, you've been the head of the scientific program committee, so you have a firsthand look at what the meeting's going to look like. But without coming to a meeting like this, these neurosurgical communities, they just don't happen. To be there with your fellow neurosurgeons and discuss this exciting new news, I think it really is unparalleled. And so, I mean, I would encourage attendance for that reason alone.
No, I agree. I think just developing the communal nature of our specialty. I mean, we're a small specialty within medicine, but it's very exciting to see the number of developments and the number of clinical and research insights that our field has been able to generate. And very exciting that we'll be able to share that as part of the upcoming WNS meeting.
You mentioned that brain-machine interface and the research that will be presented on that. One of the really cool highlights of the meeting are some of the speakers you have. And I see that you have the CEO of Synchron talking. Can you talk about what Synchron is? And maybe that will generate a little excitement on listening to his talk.
One of the goals of this WNS meeting is to provide information and provide insights into the newest developments in functional neurosurgery. And the brain-computer interface and brain-machine interface is one of the most exciting things in functional neurosurgery. Jamie Henderson is going to be giving an abstract during the opening session focused on his research in brain-machine interface. And then Tom Oxley, CEO of Synchron, who's one of the leaders and innovators in this space, will be providing both a lecture and also being part of a roundtable during the WNS meeting. We're wrapping up the meeting with having a brain-computer interface community session on Monday. So we'll have functional neurosurgery content throughout the meeting, from the opening sessions all the way through to Monday's community sessions. And I believe it'll be a great way to both see what is happening today with regards to brain-machine interface, and also by listening to Dr. Oxley, see what's coming tomorrow and what exciting developments are in the offing in this space.
Can you talk to us about the organization of the meeting in these neurosurgical communities? Can you describe that, how that might be different from past annual meetings?
So that's an excellent question. The community sessions were pioneered by Mike Wang a couple of years ago and offer on the Monday at the end of the WNS meeting, essentially a day where a community of like-minded neurosurgeons can explore a clinical or research topic of their interest. So we previously had communities in pediatric neurosurgery, communities in specific aspects of spinal surgery. And as mentioned, we'll have a community at the end of the WNS meeting in LA on brain-machine interface. But there'll be multiple other communities, with the idea being that we want to get neurosurgeons in a room and discussing treatment challenges, discussing new developments, discussing areas where further research is necessary, and really foster bidirectional communication between senior members of, say, a subspecialty and also practicing neurosurgeons. The idea being they're able to learn from each other and develop through the community a greater sense of community within our specialty.
Yeah, that is really exciting. Talk to us about some of the new features that we can expect at this year's annual meeting in Los Angeles.
Some of the things that we're doing that are novel and we haven't done before, they'll be at the Los Angeles meeting, will be that we will provide childcare for children ages 3 months to 12 years. We know that it's challenging to leave your family for 4 days to attend a NS meeting. So part of the registration process will allow attendees to opt to use the childcare service that's going to be provided by the NS, and children will also be allowed to attend the opening session. So I think it'll be a great opportunity for kids who get to attend the meeting to kind of see what we do. And also the childcare will provide an opportunity for more members of the NS to avail themselves of the exhibit hall and of the annual meeting.
Wow, that's really exciting. I can think of many times when I've brought my children to meetings and it's just, what do? We can't bring them to the opening reception. So I mean, this will be a time when you can still go to the meeting and have children in childcare, so you just don't have to not attend the opening reception. I think that's a great idea and well overdue.
I think the goal in investigating that was really just trying to remove barriers to participation in the meeting. We want to make it as easy as possible for practicing neurosurgeons to attend the meeting, to come and learn and to come and experience the great science is going to be provided. And we don't want to make people choose between spending time with their kids and spending time at a NS meeting. Providing childcare, we're able to, again, foster hopefully greater engagement with the NS meeting with our members.
Well, that's just fantastic. You've done some remarkable things as the scientific program chair. And talk to us about some of the important sessions for early or mid-career neurosurgeons. What do you have on tap for them at the meeting?
Well, the science we discussed today would be appropriate for all neurosurgeons, but we also have a number of areas of focus that young and mid-career neurosurgeons can avail themselves of. We have the Young Neurosurgeons Research Forum, followed by the Young Neurosurgeons Reception, which will be Friday evening. The Research Forum is highlighting the best abstracts submitted by medical students and residents. And the reception Friday evening provides an opportunity for those young neurosurgeons to connect and to build greater relationships. We have a Monday abstract session where we'll have more medical student and resident participation. This is really novel because we have assigned members of the scientific program subcommittee and other contributors the NS program who will be there and who provide feedback to the medical students and residents as part of their presentation. This will help our junior members of the organization improve their presentation skills, and this feedback should help in the maturation of those scientists. The Young Neurosurgeons Luncheon is another great opportunity to meet and network with other young neurosurgeons and to provide an opportunity for younger members of our society to get involved and learn where they can contribute to the NS.
That's really exciting. I think what an amazing thing to have a medical student who's interested in neurosurgery to speak with a veteran neurosurgeon about improving their presentation skills or research or their concentration about their presentation. I think that's an innovative concept and great to see. And of course, the Young Neurosurgeons Luncheon has been around. It was first inaugurated when I was a young neurosurgeon, which was 30 years ago. I think it's been around quite a while and just a wonderful space to break bread with colleagues and leaders in neurosurgery. So really fantastic. So tell us about if a neurosurgeon has not been to a NS meeting in a while, they may see some changes as to like when the meeting starts, for instance, and when the meeting ends. Can you talk to us about the days of the week that composed for the longest time from the time I was a resident until just a few years ago? It was a Saturday courses, Sunday the meeting starts, Wednesday or Thursday morning it ends, but this is a different setup this year.
Yes, we started a few years ago really streamlining the duration of the NS meeting. And it came from the realization of just what you point out, Camarada, taking that much time off from your family, from your practice, or from your residency can be quite daunting. to, again, decrease barriers to participation and to enable as many neurosurgeons as possible to avail themselves of the AANS meeting, we shifted the entire meeting backwards to where we begin the meeting on Friday afternoon with the opening session, the initial abstract presentations. Dr. Will Flannery, otherwise known as Dr. Glaucum Flecken, will be the entertainer on the Friday afternoon session. Roger Goodell, Commissioner of the National Football League, will also be presenting Friday afternoon. And then we have our plenary and scientific sessions on Saturday and Sunday. So some of the key content of the meeting is covered over the weekend, where practicing neurosurgeons do not have to miss work to participate in the AANS meeting. J.J. Abrams, famous for Lost and Alias and Star Trek and countless other entertainment vehicles, will be one of our speakers, along with Anima Anandkumar, who's a machine learning researcher at NVIDIA, and also the Brin Professor of Research at Caltech, along with our own Fred Meyer, Professor of Neurosurgery at the Mayo Clinic. We have so many fantastic presenters. I don't have enough time to list them all in this brief podcast. And then on Monday, we finish with the communities sessions, with an opportunity again for our like-minded neurosurgeons to band together to discuss areas of focus and areas of concentration within their subspecialty of neurosurgery. By moving everything backwards to a Friday to Monday format, we think we preserve the high quality science and the high quality content, but hopefully present it in a way that will be less disruptive for practicing neurosurgeons. And again, make it easier for more neurosurgeons to participate.
Yeah, just really a fantastic idea. You can come Friday after even a half a day of clinic, make it in time for the opening reception, and then be there for all the science, missing only a day or so of work. So that's incredible. And I understand the speakers are spread out, the keynote speakers, so that you really want to stay for the final bell to hear all of the great science and speakers.
No, 100% correct. And the community sessions on Monday will be absolutely spectacular, with leaders in neurosurgery really speaking to the areas of this specialty for which they're the most passionate. It's a fantastic program, and I'm very excited to go to LA and to see this upcoming AANS meeting. I think it's going to be a fantastic time.
You're out there on the West Coast, where the weather is always good. We're in the Midwest, still in the midst of winter and blustery weather and cold temperatures. And so things promise to be, as always, very sunny, and the weather will be spectacular, I'm sure, in Southern California in a few weeks. So I want to encourage everybody, if you haven't already, to register for the meeting quickly. There are some hotel rooms still available. I waited until just a week or two ago to register, and the rooms are going fast. So I want to encourage everyone to get out there, register for the meeting, and really get there to hear the outstanding science and the outstanding entertainment and speakers. Dr. Glaucum Flecken, I think, is going to be incredible. It seems like every week one of my residents is showing me another one of his videos. He's really got an intellect and a handle on humor in medicine. And even in being an ophthalmologist, he's got a lot on neurosurgery and neurology too.
No, I agree. I'm very excited to see his presentation. I just say the AANS team has put a tremendous amount of work into putting together a absolutely top-notch meeting. And I'm just very excited to get to Los Angeles. I can't guarantee good weather, but playing the numbers, we'll probably have good weather for that weekend. So it'll be a warm and sunny weekend, hopefully in LA, to enjoy the AANS meeting.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Ratliff, thank you for being here with us on the AANS Practice and Business Management Podcast. John Ratliff, the chairman of the Scientific Program Committee for the upcoming meeting in Los Angeles. Be there. Aloha. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for this episode of the AANS Business and Practice Management Podcast. It's Not Brain Surgery. We'll talk to you next week.